This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the...
Last night I watched as much as I could stomach of the DNC. And it made me feel embarrassed for this country. I'll be completely honest with you. It made me really feel sick to my stomach. That bizarre, reanimated zombie Clinton stumbling around, and everything he said was a lie. And about how Hillary goes into a country and fixes everything when everywhere she goes, she destroys. Whether it's Serbia or Bosnia-Herzegovina or Libya or Syria or Egypt. I mean, I could go on and on and on. The destabilization programs that that dynamic duo of crime have carried out. And him talking about the love of my life. It was truly sick. And then watching C-SPAN so I could kind of get behind the scenes shots of the people there. I've got to say, you get invited to a party and you get there and it's got a weird feeling and the people are all kind of creepy and weird looking. And I'm just going off how they look, but I mean, you know, creepy acting, sneaky looking, evil looking. Watching the body language of the Democratic Party operatives, they just look like a group of criminals. They look like a bunch of mental patients mixed in with criminals and pedophiles and slime bags. With Republicans, you've kind of got swollen guys in pinstripe suits, cigars, but and they've got their own seediness. And that's kind of the Republican establishment that's being swept out right now. So I've been to a lot of RNCs. This one with Trump had a grassroots feeling of electricity. And gone were the establishment Republicans almost entirely. It was extremely powerful. And I've talked to some of our crew who's going to be joining us later today. And they picked up on the very same thing. And just watching the sliminess of the Black Lives Matter race pimps there to distract African Americans from how their unemployment's doubled, how they've been totally forgotten because the Democrats know they got them, how they're invoking total race, trying to turn the black population into like the Black Klan. It was absolutely painful, painful, painful. And then reviewing clips this morning that we're going to be going over, it was just incredible. And then the stories on Infowars.com, the stories on PrisonPlanet.com, the stories on DrudgeReport.com are unbelievable. Our crew got the footage from three different angles. Other media got it as well. In fact, one's a place from other media because it's better quality. And it's Black Lives Matter saying, get to the back, white people. You're not allowed to be in the front of our demonstration, literally inverting what happened to Rosa Parks, saying, get to the back of the bus, lady. I mean, the irony. Whites ordered the back of crowd at Black DNC March. And at colleges all over the country, they are the colleges are segregating, and the same thing's happening for Muslims, for Black Americans. This is the divide and conquer strategy. You see, when there was a vast majority of whites, until the abolitionists and Republicans and Christians broke the back of institutional racism to a great extent. It was still there, but broken. They would play this broken strategy, the Democrats would. But as soon as the Republicans defeated that in the late 50s and early 60s, they switched to, oh, we're the party of the minorities now. And as soon as minorities hit a majority, which they are in most areas, boom, now they're flipping back to race. And man, I tell you, you see ignorant, racist white people, it's embarrassing. It is just as disgusting to see a bunch of racist black people. I mean, it is really creepy and weird and bizarre. And what's even worse is you got mainstream media telling you it's good and it's up there on the stage being pushed as something wonderful. Now, this is the kickoff of the 28-hour Sleeping Giant broadcast. We haven't put the schedule out yet. There's some big surprises coming up today. You'll definitely want to share the link at Infowars.com/giant because there's two different feeds. I'll explain that when we come back. This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
I've never offered 40% off on BrainForce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic. 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. 20% off Super Male Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You also sign up for auto ship and 10% off. On top of that, orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant, super sale, fundraiser, now live at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone, 888-253-3139.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And the game has begun. Gate is open. The horses are out. The 28-hour marathon, once-a-year broadcast, is live. On the 27th day of July, 2016, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 28 hours, as I just said. We have some special reports we're obviously going to be airing. We've got some highlights, obviously, of the RNC and DNC. We'll have our reporters live on the ground throughout the next 28 hours. We have a lot of special surprise guests joining us. In the next hour or so, we will put a schedule up, though, at Infowars.com/giant. And I want to be clear for folks. Infowars.com/giant has the feed of the 28-hour broadcast. We will also have a refeed loop of the official 4 hours of the main show for folks that want to be able to go in and see any of those news-making interviews that break. And one reason I do that is there's actually TV stations and other systems out there that actually get the show off of that HD archive every day, not just the TV satellites, the radio satellites, and other systems. A lot of TV stations, a lot of cable systems, a lot of radio stations, strangely enough. I started doing TV to try to get on TV stations. But what happens is radio stations, a lot of our affiliates, end up picking up the nightly news every night, and a lot of them are going to be picking up large sections, and of course you're welcome to. It's free to air of the 28-hour broadcast, much of it commercial-free. So you just play your commercials wherever you want, or when we play a video or something, just stations, have at it. Enjoy yourselves. Again, we're all about freedom here. We just want to get the message out. So whether you want to play excerpts of the show or whether you want to carry the whole 28 hours or whatever you want to do, right now it's about fighting the globalists and exposing the coronation of Hillary, who officially got the nomination last night, despite the fact that she probably only got, from the numbers we've crunched, 35% of the vote. Sanders annihilated her. And in 10 states, won by more than 20 points, and it just didn't matter. It just didn't matter because she got the superdelegates. Unbelievable. We've got all sorts of stories about Trump supporters being shot, being stabbed, being attacked, especially black and Hispanic Trump supporters. There is cult-like bullying going on by just mobs of basically thugs, from MS-13 to black power groups. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy to see the president and the mainstream media trying to foment division in this country. We're going to be breaking it all down. Trump just finished, coming up a few minutes ago, a lengthy speech from Florida. We're going to be airing some excerpts of that today, obviously. We also have, with huge breaking news, Roger Stone joining us coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes. David Nott will be popping in via Skype from the DNC. Matt Bracken on the massive increase in Islamic attacks. There's like three or four a day now. It was once a month, then once a week, then once a day. It's like four or five a day. And that's what we know of. I mean, I've just got stats here. It's incredible. And British children found in cages of Islamics. I mean, it's just, it is hell on earth. And then William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, one of the biggest whistleblowers in history, will be joining us. And then we've got everybody from Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins to Dinesh D'Souza to just so many others joining us. It's going to be a huge, huge 28-hour global transmission. So obviously, this is about activism. You may know all about the New World Order and more than I do, but the point is that the understanding of global government and stealth government was known by patriots 50 years ago, and they fought it and got made fun of and ridiculed and demonized and audited and arrested and murdered in many cases. But it doesn't matter. Today in national polls, 90 to 92% in every scientific poll believe elements of the government killed JFK. 90-plus percent of Americans in Gallup polls want the Federal Reserve audited and or abolished, and they know it's private. 15 years ago, I was ridiculed in the New York Times saying that it was not private. You could not even get people to admit that there was a carbon tax plan 8-9 years ago. Al Gore would go before Congress and say it was a conspiracy theory when he owned the main carbon company set to make trillions. They're not playing games. And the good news is we're not either. They're just lying to us, and stonewalling isn't working. So they've now gone into complete and total panic mode. And have now doubled down in lying to the most weaponized lying I've ever seen. Total inversion of reality. And again, who cooked up the scam when he was a senator with Ken Lay of Enron? Look it up yourself. Enron environmentalism, the carbon credit scam, pumps millions of tons more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, set to make trillions every decade. And you can actually go see ATR.org. Democratic platform calls for carbon tax globally. Donald Trump wants to stop that, so does Vladimir Putin. We'll be talking about that with Roger Stone coming up. But before we go any further, I just want you to know that Bill Clinton is now dodging subpoenas. Oh, yes, there are subpoenas out for Bill Clinton. And so I'm just going to stop right there. Roger Stone's coming up in about, again, 16, 17 minutes. Let me just calmly give you the headlines that we will cover in detail today. Let me just go through these for everybody. Charges dismissed against Baltimore police officers in Freddie Gray case. Will there be riots now that we learned that three of the police officers were black and that the judge dismissing the charges is black? No one's defending excesses of police. It happens. It's wrong. There are people on power trips that become police. It's wrong. It's a globalist diversion from the big issues to get us fighting with each other, period. Freddie Gray case charges against three remaining officers dropped. Shooting deaths of police up 78% this year, troubling to Memorial Fund. Funny, though, that when they had Black Lives Matter victims' families up there, people who died in questionable shootings, they didn't have all the widows of dead cops up there and everybody come together and hug and say, let's work on bringing communities together. They didn't mention the 2,000-plus people shot in the first 7 months of this year in Chicago, almost all of them black, black on black, 500-plus dead black, because the cops are pulling out. They're not going to those areas. And quite frankly, I don't blame them. I was out there at a Black Lives Matter deal, and there were communist people open carrying out there, which is fine. We had ours open carry. And it was a really creepy feeling to know I was a target when I went in there and charged in there and said it's wrong to randomly kill cops. I got to really get what it feels like to have people surrounding me, not knowing when a bullet's going to hit me. Can you imagine being a cop just writing tickets or going to a house disturbance or whatever, or you get called to the scene of stuff at a robbery at a liquor store. There's 20 people calling for you to die right there. I wouldn't take that job in a million years. A million years. And the point is, we have the numbers. There's more cops getting killed than there are people in questionable shootings. And the issue here is the globalists want the police to be our oppressors. We need to try to be friends with them, take our communities back, and come together and not be idiots. But I'm sorry, I said I just cover headlines. It's hard to do. I'm going to do this later. Let me just get into them. Because this all paints a picture, these articles that go together, okay? 990 people shot by police in 2015 total. 258 were African Americans. And it turns out more than a third were shot by other black officers. I mean, you start doing the numbers, man. Maybe 50, 60, 70 questionable shootings. Good. Put those cops in prison. But is it the biggest issue in the galaxy? No, no, no. Again, a total diversion from our government trying to start World War III with the Russians and putting jihadists in control of Syria, who killed over 250,000 Christians alone and a couple hundred thousand other Muslims. They let in 0.3%. That's the latest numbers from the feds, Christians. Syria's 20%. They won't let them out. They're not letting Shiites out either. They only let Sunnis out, because they're those that failed to take over. This was an invasion plan. 250,000 dead Christians, and baby, you don't hear anything out of the DNC on that. And it's like a pageant. You know, the poor Black Lives Matter folks think they're getting attention, like, I'm on the stage. At least Oprah Winfrey gave folks a car to create the illusion she cared about her audience. But they're on the stage like, we're getting attention. You care about us. No, you're being put out there with a false argument to be scapegoated later. I'm sorry. I got to stop. This video is coming up. It's on InfoWars.com. Whites ordered to back of the crowd at Black DNC March. White people to the back, Black people to the front. This was said repeatedly. And who's pushing it? Paul Joseph Watts has another article. Hillary strategists blame stupid white people for popularity of Trump. Stupid white people are the worst. This is a white guy, Mitch Stewart. Again, race pimping. This is like a Klan leader. He's using race to control. Unbelievable racist. And it's always been that way. Look, the Republicans, the party of Lincoln, passed the Civil Rights Act, and there was a revolt by people, and the Democrats flipped back over and said, okay, we're now the party against racism. I mean, and no one has a memory. People have the memory of a goldfish. Bernie supporters, Black Lives Matter clash with police outside DNC. We have a video. Man threatens to sick DNC protesters on female Trump supporter. It's unbelievable. Just like the guys waving Mexican flags, beating up the white woman. Can you imagine if a bunch of white guys were beating up a Hispanic woman? I would expect Hispanic men to get angry about that and speak out. But you know what? White people don't speak out because we deserve all of this, supposedly, even though I've never done anything to anybody on a racially based issue. Meanwhile, Trump and Pence blast DNC speakers. Not one of them names ISIS. When we come back, I've got the new laundry list of Islamic attacks that are unbelievable. And They've got Islamists beating up two cops. The German cops are such social worker wimps. They lay down while this wimp beats them up. And the German police say they're going to go after whoever shows the video. Well, we're going to show the video.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I've never offered 40% off on Brain Force, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic. 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. 20% off Super Male Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship and 10% off on top of that. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale Fundraiser now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone. 888-253-3139.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
I'm going to say something right now that I guarantee you is extremely important and, quite frankly, very, very profound. And I want this to be a message to the globalists, to the social engineers, to the technocrats who have not learned from history and who think they're invincible. If they want to have the illusion of an elected government, they're going to actually have to at least let people vote in the primaries and pick the candidate of their choice. Then you can try to steal the general election and maybe get away with it. But you can't fix it early on in front of everyone and have it be common knowledge that it's been stolen and that a party system like the Communist Chinese Central Committee and Politburo is selecting the nominee. And that's indicative and is a bellwether of the old, rusty, quasi-royal political class of the Democrats and the Republicans trying to hold on by their fingernails with that weird, creepy Bill Clinton walking around on stage spewing lies. If I was going to cast someone for a horror movie where there's a funeral home and they're really all devil worshippers killing people or something, I mean, I would cast Bill Clinton. I mean, Bill Clinton is who I would cast as a pedophile. It's who I'd cast as a rapist. It's who I'd cast as a pervert, as a murderer, as a monster, as a psychopath, as a serial killer. I mean, that's who he is. All of it's true. That is a literal demon. And then they cut to Hillary smiling, breaking the glass ceiling. And I look at the crowd supporting her. These are creepy, weird, dumb losers who all organize together so they can just run the government and rob everybody. The average Democrat knows they're a piece of criminal filth. And they hate those of us that are smart. And they hate those of us that are successful. Then you've got a bunch of young women meaning well, buying into this whole thing, who think they're going to get ahead because the system has set it up to put women in positions of power. All these images of women crying they put up. And Hillary only up there with girls. As they end the human condition, as they break up the family, put women in the positions of power, in the final phase ahead of the technocracy and the robots replacing the general population. This is all the admitted plan. And you're watching women married to the state, and then it's the man that's going to bring home the bacon by giving them the job. This is the greatest slavery I've ever seen. But here's what's profound and important. I guarantee you, unequivocally, I can just study history, I can see it, that rotting Hillary and rotting Bill and rotting Obama and hateful Michelle Obama and Michael Moore and all these people are just indicative of the death of the establishment. And it's not just happening here. It's happening all the world. Populism's rising, and there's nothing they can do to put the genie back in the bottle. There's nothing you can do. You're not going to be able to control humanity. You're not able to play us off against each other. Time is running out for you in a big, big way. If you were smart and actually put good candidates forward, at least new candidates, younger candidates, smarter candidates, candidates that had at least a little bit of populism and weren't out to get everybody, you would remain in control and power and could grow your technocracy and probably beat humanity in the end if you went a little bit slower. But you're so arrogant. You're so disconnected. You're so drugged up. You can look at Hillary and Bill, and I mean, the footage of her in public doing weird tics and quirks and looking like she's about to fall down and completely insane. This is the madness of King George. This is the madness of the Pharaoh. I forget the poet that said or the historian that said that when God wants to destroy us, he makes us mad. Those that God would destroy, he first makes mad. And I'm just telling you, steal the election from Trump. He's probably 10 points ahead, as best I can tell. Pull whatever scams you want. You people are evil. You stink spiritually. God sees you, and you'll always be maggots. There it is, the phrase, whom the gods would destroy, they would first make mad, taken from Prometheus. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
I've never offered 40% off on BrainForce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic. 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. 20% off Super Male Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it to get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship and 10% off. On top of that, orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant, Super Sale, Fundraiser, now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone, 888-253-3139.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bob is going to try to illustrate a cave full of trolls and goblins.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I was trying to illustrate a Congress of Hell, a convention of devils, a assemblage of stunted gremlins. It would be what I have seen at the DNC. Watch C-SPAN. Look at the operatives. Look at the creepiness of them. When they even talk to each other, they're all scrabbling and backstabbing and hating each other. It is the most dishonorable, rotten group of people I've ever seen. And I've been to DNC events before and not picked up on something this slimy. You know, some of the crowds are well-meaning idiots, but when you talk about the operatives, the people working it, the useful idiots they're bringing up, I mean, this is a group of miscreants. We're getting Roger Stone hooked up right now with big breaking news. 28-hour broadcast is live. Coming up, Germany, Muslims threaten to exterminate nudists and sluts. Video, Muslim man angry at delayed flight beats up police at Frankfurt Airport. Police try to censor the fact that he's Muslim or that he beat the police up. Because they're such social workers, they just lay down to it. Very pathetic. Migrant molester. I hate Sweden. I'm just here to F Swedish girls. Infowars.com. Munich attack fallout. Germany prepares for domestically deployed military. Martial law to suppress Germans to continue the migrants. So that they admit this is to stop Germans. Boy, you talk about a plan. This is a plan. Welsh schoolgirl kept in a cage by her father for 4 years. She was taken from England and taken and put in a cage. But that's all right. Sharia law. It's all right. Huh? It's okay. Isn't that just cute? And then meanwhile, we have this little giblet of news. Judge frees Reagan shooter John Hinckley Jr. after 35 years in a mental institution. John Hinckley Jr.'s brother met with the Bushes in Colorado 2 days before the shooting. Best buddies with the Bushes and all hooked up with the Central Intelligence Agency. But Reagan survived. So that's just some of the news on that front. Meanwhile, what's happening inside the convention? Democratic platform calls for carbon tax. Oh, of $100 trillion every decade. Just what Davos called for 6 years ago. Meanwhile, Clinton, war criminal, who said 500,000 Iraqi children is a good price to pay for security in the Gulf, which hasn't given us security, says Trump has destroyed U.S. foreign policy. And they blame him for ISIS. Did you know that? Because he called for the very strategy a year before the Russians deployed it that took ISIS out to a great extent. Of course, that's because he was being advised by General Flynn and others who had been secretly working with the Russians. Oh, countermanding and a soft coup against Obama, the plan to fund al-Qaeda and ISIS. And now General Flynn says Hillary should be arrested. It's not just Alex Jones saying that now. More voices are. Oh, Hillary says the Russians are so bad they hacked her stealing the election. And they also hacked the UN, hiding the decline in temperatures and pushing carbon tax. And Putin said, we've exposed it because it's a plan to dehumanize populations and lower the population in bankrupt nation states. So I say, I salute the Russians. We have a foreign globalist group running our country. We're talking about that with Roger Stone. And so thank God we've got people in the Pentagon, people like Trump, and people like Vladimir Putin and others who are trying to stop the plan that will kill billions in the first decade if they turn the carbon off. This is the plan. In the 21st century, they kill you by turning the energy off. It's called siege. They used to do it a long time ago. This is high-tech siege. Learn about it. We have their emails. We have the enemy plan. This is not our opinion. We warned you of civil war and the plan to start a war with the police. We know what we're talking about. And yes, it's just free humans across the world are fighting back, and we've only begun to fight. Video. Dim rep accuses Trump of cashing in on 9/11. Yeah, see? Everything he didn't do, they say he did. Bill Clinton's love story speech missed out of all of his sex scandals. Susan Sarandon leaves, says, worst time, I'm out because they stole the election. Well, good for her. It's all coming up. Now, before we go to Roger Stone, I think we've almost got him, correct? Good. Before we go any further, during the 28-hour broadcast, obviously, we are just doing one more thing to help fundraise to be able to continue at the level we're at and hopefully get a few more camera people, a few more reporters, a few more writers, a few more editors. Because quite frankly, we got a lot of people with black circles around their eyes around here. We got a lot of folks been working 18 hours a day for about 2 weeks, like Rob Duke, who I've just had to tell he needs to settle down a little bit. He hadn't seen his family in 2 weeks when he got back yesterday. He was still working, and I said, look, you need to go on home and see your family. He flew in at 5 a.m. from Philadelphia, and I said, he said, yeah, he went and saw his kids. He's back this morning. All I'm telling you is trying to get good people, organizing them is hard enough. Then having the money to pay them a decent living wage. So we are the tip of the spear. We are information warfare kamikazes. Everybody knows it. You see how we are dominating the narrative because it's the truth. The truth always trumps a lie, folks. You can't suppress it forever. When it finally explodes, it's unstoppable, to quote Victor Hugo again, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. And so, The number one thing you can do is spread the link to Infowars.com/giant, Infowars.com/show, on your email list, Facebook, Twitter, the next 28 hours to get millions and millions of new people tuning in, not just the millions that are listening right now. If you're listening on AM and FM stations, call your friends, call your neighbors, tell your employees when they go to lunch, listen. This is how we have excitement. It's how we grow the movement. Look at how we're starting to win. If people realize that we have history on our side, we're unstoppable. So let me just read to you what's happened with Operation Sleeping Giant. It's now live. We're 40 minutes into it. 28-hour broadcast. The Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale fundraiser is now live. The Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale fundraiser is live at InfoWarsStore.com. You're listening to a historic 28-hour broadcast taking place live during Queen Hillary's coronation at the DNC. Hillary Clinton has stolen a Democratic nomination from Bernie Sanders, and the globalists are now preparing to make their biggest move yet. I mean, I can't believe I'm reading this, and it's true. It sounds so sensational. And we're here to not just act like it's normal and all be zombies. We're here to say this is wrong and ring the alarm bell and break the trance, break the spell. And the spell's lifting. Everybody can feel it. With your choice of purchasing the high-quality products or making a donation on InfoWarsStore.com, you're helping us push back the globalist takeover. Oh, yeah, we're getting results. Get these unprecedented specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now for the launch of the Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale Fundraiser. 40% off BrainForce. Never done that. It's indicative of waking up. Natural nootropics. Amazing. Cutting edge. 5-star reviews on third-party sites. Already super low price. 40% off. I'm telling you, it's a loss leader. 20% off all ProPure water filters. Giant. 30% off all Survival Shield X2. That's 30%. Huge. 30% off all Super Male and Super Female Vitality. That's gigantic. Because it's a giant. Sleeping Giant Awakening. And the Sleeping Giant. Ho, ho, ho. Destroy the tyranny giant. We need the funding. 20% off all survival seed packages with the widest selection. 20% off all T-shirts, including the Hillary rape shirt that's now going viral. 20% off Liver Shield and many more at InfoWarsStore.com. You've seen how far InfoWars has come over the past decade, and you've seen how effective we've been against the New World Order system. Now is the time to support InfoWars in this historic fight. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and be part of the Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale Fundraiser Marathon Broadcast. And folks, I tell you every year we're going to the next level, and you see exponential growth. I mean, right now we are on the level playing field with the enemy, thousands of articles admitting, from Newsweek to the New York Times, Alex Jones is the spirit of the movement against the New World Order. I mean, it's not a secret. I said, is this off record? And I was like, no, not really off record. But, I mean, that's not just me saying that or the enemy saying that. Donald Trump knows that. So we're going to Roger Stone, who's now joining us, hardest working guy out there. Guy works like 20 hours a day. It's insane. And he's got so much to cover. So I want to give him the floor on AGs going after investigations of Clinton's. This is, you're hearing this here first. How they try to plan to steal it, how Trump's going to fight back. So many angles. I want to just give him the floor now. Roger Stone, former head of Trump's campaign, obviously one of the prime movers out there exposing what's happening. Roger, thank you for joining us. You've got the floor. Take over.
Oh, it's great to be back with you. In all honesty, with Donald Trump pulling ahead in the polls, as I think I told you he would, we went out and had a few too many of these last night. So I'm a little more late rising than I normally am. I'm very excited because the two things are happening here, Alex. Trump is gaining, and Hillary is imploding, bombshell after bombshell. When presumably Russian hackers or Putin himself arranges for the truth to get to the American people, the Clintons attack the source rather than the content. It, of course, makes the contents no less true, and they expose the theft of democracy and the humping of Bernie Sanders. They expose that Deborah Wasserman Schultz is a mole. She's the mole who stole the nomination for Hillary. So, and then on the heels of that, Alex, the IRS has opened a national investigation. Banner line piece today in the Daily Caller. I can now reveal that the Ohio Attorney General has opened a formal investigation. This is, I think, maybe on the InfoWars website. Remember that any place the Clinton Foundation did fundraising, which is to say all 50 states, they're regulated by the state attorney generals. The problem with that is their state filings, like their federal filings, are permeated with fraud, partial information. Some cases, no information. Some cases, lies. We also know now that the IRS is looking specifically on ethics skimming, meaning, for example, the nation of Norway says that they gave the Clinton Foundation X, but they only deposited Y. There's a number of these discrepancies involving government payments to the Clintons, which I think we recognize are bribes, but that are required to have disclosure in those countries. So this is somebody is skimming off the top. Who could that be? But Bill and Hillary.
What did you make of the display last night? I mean, it looked like archetypal death. Clinton and all the tottering around and the politicos just look like a group of criminals.
Pardon me for getting distracted by the rakish tilt of my hat. It was the raping of democracy. The Clintons are having the worst run of luck I have seen. If Bill thinks so highly of Hillary, why did he cheat on her with thousands and thousands of women? Now, as a libertine, I'm not really concerned with Bill Clinton's consensual sexual affairs. My problem is not marital infidelity or adultery or girlfriends or mistresses or consensual sex. But as I've written in Clinton's War on Women, which you can get at Infowars.com at the store, the issue here is sexual assault and rape. It's bullying and violence against women. And Bill has perpetrated it. As you know, Hillary has covered it up by bullying Bill's victims.
Roger. Obviously, Trump is surging ahead. The fact that so many Bernie people, almost all of them we talked to now, say they're going for Trump, this has really got to be scaring Hillary. What do you expect her to strike back with?
Increasing attempts at censorship. I believe that the FEC and the FCC are harassing certain conservative news outlets over bogus complaints filed by David Brock that because you are pro-Trump, this constitutes some kind of corporate illegal contribution. It pretty much vacated by Citizens United. These are bogus complaints meant to harass news outlets into not covering, certain people. They're going to continue to play these kinds of games at censorship. Did you notice how there was not a single American flag in the hall on the first night of their convention? Not one. Where's the Stars and Stripes? These people hate America. They apologize for America. Donald Trump wants to reassert American power.
And that's not just rhetoric. Let's talk about that. But then you know them. Who are these modern Democrats? Because they seem like mental patients. I mean, they already run the country. Why do they want to wreck it?
Well, because they're driven by what the tune that's been paid for by their funders. Hillary is a neocon. She's right over there with George W. Bush. The reason that the Russians are probably leaking this damning information is because they don't want a nuclear war either. Hillary's bent on a war that benefits her donors and the multinational corporations and the defense contractors that have already funded her assault on the White House. And Putin understands that. Putin, I think, sees in Trump a tough guy that he could make a peace deal with and both sides could live together. Is that not what we want? I think that's what we want.
No, instead, the globalists want to be underhanded and bring in global crisis. You can't do that with nuclear weapons now. Don't they understand? They can't pull a Napoleon or a Hitler today because it'll end the world.
Yeah, but this is the power game that I think that they are playing. And the establishment, including the international community, is hysterical about the rise of Trump. The rise of national.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. The Washington Post admitted, so did Bloomberg, that the last week top globalists, including the Chinese, have all been meeting and quote, how to, quote, double down and defeat the rise of populism, they admit world government's in trouble. So Trump and this whole movement has forced a global debate. Look at Brexit. This is incredible. Let's talk about that. And let's talk about the real polling numbers that you guys are getting, that you're researching, and really how far ahead Trump is and what you see in the last few months of this race. How will the empire strike back? I'm worried about false flags. I'm worried about an assassination attempt on Hillary, blame on a patriot.
Well, when I was in Cleveland, I had an opportunity to meet with Nigel Farage. I understand that you met with him also. And then we saw him briefly there I guess it was a bar. And he was very focused on the enormous success they had with blue-collar labor voters on Brexit. There's a lot there to be learned. See, I think that the hardworking working-class Democrat, the people that pay their taxes, they don't go to demonstrations.
Hold on, we're going
to
skip this break. Go ahead.
They're not rioting. They love their country. They love their flag. Their children are in the service. Their grandchildren are in the service. These people are fed up. And I think they exit the party, which is left today, as a party of limousine liberals, crazy whack job progressives, the professional democratic gay establishment, which is not a gay establishment in America, I'm happy to say. Because I think Donald Trump is going to do extremely well among gay and lesbian voters because he's the only candidate who stands between them and Islamic terrorist immolation, like black people, like Hispanic, like whites. We are all subject to this. First they kill the gays, then they kill the Christians.
Well, it's separate from statistically even being killed by a jihadi. Why wouldn't the Democrats stand against that? Why are they for Islam and radical forms of it? That is the opposite of being liberal. It's the opposite of Thomas Jefferson.
Well, because the muscular democratic foreign policy of guys like John Kennedy and Harry Truman, who we may have our criticisms of, but they were strongly anti-communist. Now, in the case of Truman, he broke the back of the communists in Greece when they tried to take over. Kennedy, I think, botched the Bay of Pigs, probably should never have approved the Lane-Grain plan of the Bay of Pigs. But remember, Alex, he got elected president by running as an anti-communist hawk to Nixon's right. So that stream of patriotic Democrat that loved America.
And he cut taxes by 50%.
They don't exist anymore. The Democratic Party is a conglomeration of whacked-out extremists. They're the extreme. We're the mainstream.
Yeah, they keep calling us extreme because we want private property and lower taxes, and they spend all day trying to make us look weird when they are the freak show with Black Lives Matter on the stage, nothing about all the dead police. I mean, they could have had Black Lives Matter family members and then the widows of dead cops and everybody hug. That would have been better for the Democrats, but they don't. But see, they hate the country so much, they've got to create the division.
Yeah, and no American flags.
Why would you not have American flags? It's just right. It's the symbol of America's gone. We're the third world party now.
And they feature a long speech by the one woman we call Pocahontas, the woman who falsely claimed to be a Native American so that she could get certain preferences at Harvard. So, Alex, that was the most boring speech I've ever heard. I almost rather watch hate rides.
I was about to say, no energy. The Democrats look completely dead. So, read us the tea leaves in the last 6-7 minutes. Give us other key things that are happening, Roger, because this is key.
Well, what's amazing is the way Trump is breaking out of the old model. You see, I think previously we thought of this based on the strategy being pursued by Hillary, which is the Obama strategy, which is not the Bill Clinton strategy. Get everyone on the left you can to vote for you. Register as many extras as you can. Some places try to vote illegals. That story will break. Conversely, that would make our strategy maximize every vote on the right and the center right. And the bet by the Clintons is that their stack is higher than ours. This is a strategy that worked for Barack Obama. Here's the folly in their argument. Trump can make incursions into small but key parts of their constituency The people the Clintons' policies are leaving behind. She has people voting for her whose interests she is betraying every day.
You know, I was just putting a Daily Caller article up on screen for TV viewers, and it shows the RNC with American flags everywhere, and then it shows the DNC, no American flags. It looks like some high-tech communist Star Trek meeting. You have to understand, these are globalists. They are ending national sovereignty. They are destroying the nation state and bringing in unelected tyranny. I mean, the choice could not be clearer. I mean, I'm all for bringing immigrants in. They're great people. We need them. But make sure they're not felons and have them say, we want to be Americans. We want private property and self-defense and wealth. Okay, if you don't want that, we're not letting you in. You have to pledge allegiance. You have to say you're in the club. And I just can't believe they're trying to bring people in who don't want to be part of the club, or they're trying to indoctrinate them to be in this sick anti-freedom club. It is crazy.
I apologize. We had some internet issues there and a little electrical outage. So
I understand. I can hear you. But what other key points do we need to know, Roger?
Well, the polls show that Trump, therefore, is making these inroads in places like Western Pennsylvania, parts of Ohio. There's New York, upstate New York. New York could actually be in play. He's doing extraordinarily well in New Jersey, Michigan, showing growing strength.
Isn't he going to win New York?
Well, I think New York is the bluest state in the country. I mean, registration of the Republican Party in New York City is down to about 19%.
But there's got to be some pride there. What about Florida? He's going to dominate Florida?
It's not a pride question. The Bushes and the Pataki's, the liberal Republicans, let the party go to shit. They have no fundraising base. They can't find candidates. They don't run anybody for the city offices. They leave candidates on the state ticket empty. It's got a lot of sizzle in his home state, and my guess is in the end he'll fight for it. But all I'm saying is it is so Democratic, it's uphill.
But he's doing really good in Florida. What about Pennsylvania?
Florida, he's actually ahead. Pennsylvania, you see, I think I've always considered the fool's gold of a presidential politics. Bush did well there early, faded. Romney did well there. Not Romney. McCain did well there early, faded. Romney did well there early, faded. A lot of money was spent on that state to lose. These are turd blossoms decisions, mostly. And they always fell short. What's interesting, though, is if you go back and look at why they were briefly ahead and why Trump's ahead today, they're not the same kind of voters. In other words, they're Democrats, union people, middle class, working people, overwhelmingly white. We're really eroding the Pittsburgh area and the Pittsburgh suburbs. Trump is running as like a typical Republican in the weaker eastern part of the state. The whole dynamic of Pennsylvania is problematic because you will lose the city of Philadelphia by 300.
Sure, I understand what you're saying. Probably can't win it. What about California?
Well, let's finish it. You'll win by 350,000 votes, lose in the city. You'll make up a little bit in the suburbs. If you pick up the rest in the West, Trump's in play at the Keystone State. So I think it's great news.
Roger, we got you on late. I know you've probably got another interview coming up. If you can't, that's fine. Pop in tomorrow. Can you hold for 70 seconds, do 5 more minutes to finish up California and other states?
I would be delighted. I was late.
All right. You're awesome. StoneZone.com is his website. We carry both of his books. And we are doing this huge mega sale, 40% off Brainforce, 30% off a bunch of other items. It's a fundraising to help take the InfoWar to the next level, and you get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com. Back in 70 seconds.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I've never offered 40% off on Brainforce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic, 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 20% off Super.